Welcome to Everybody Can, a conversation about volunteers and volunteer opportunities in Jefferson and Kalama counties on the North Olympic Peninsula. I'm your host, Sheila Ramsey of Senior Corps, retired and senior volunteer program of OLICAP. Inspired by the words of Dr. Martin Luther King, everybody can be great because everybody can serve. Our show highlights those organizations and individuals who offer many hours and a lot of energy to build what Dr. King called a beloved community. Today we're talking with two volunteers from Vet Connect, an all-volunteer initiative of OLICAP. It may come as a surprise to many of our listeners, it certainly was to me, that the Olympic Peninsula has one of the highest concentrations of military veterans in the country. Our guests today are Rita Frangione, the Vet Connect Outreach Coordinator, and Vet Connect volunteer and military veteran, Art Greenberg. Welcome, both of you. Rita, tell us about Vet Connect, its beginnings, and what you do.
Well, Vet Connect has actually been in operation for almost 5 years, I believe. I was not involved in the first few years, and began with a project that was a outreach effort by the U.S. Department of Labor and the State Employment Security Department to reach out to veterans in the community who might need assistance with employment or other services. That was the impetus for the program and the original, I believe, major project that the program that Vet Connect began with. Since I've been involved since May of 2014, in the current evolution of Vet Connect, we've retained the same mission of reaching out to veterans in the community and their families to give them information about resources, to try to answer questions about services and benefits, and to direct them to the sources for the services that they need. As you said, we are an initiative of Olympic Community Action Programs, so we are supported in concept by OLICAP, are provided assistance in kind. That support has been, I think, a major positive influence for the development of the program.
It's definitely something that is a strongly held belief and desire of OLICAP to serve our veterans, especially when so many don't really understand the benefits they have. Rita, how did you come to this work?
I've been a vocational rehabilitation counselor my whole professional career. And the last about 10, 12 years of my career, I worked with disabled veterans. First, I was a contractor for the VA and provided vocational rehabilitation services and evaluation and case management to disabled vets. And then I went to work for the VA. I worked for the VA for a little over 7 years, retired about 2 years ago. With all of that, I really felt that I wasn't, when I retired, I didn't feel quite ready to stop the work. So I contacted OLICAP. I had known a little bit about the existence of Vet Connect at the time and thought that this might be a place that I could use some of my knowledge and keep the mission alive.
So in the last 18 months that you've been on the project, what have you learned about the need of our county for this project?
We have a very high percentage per capita of veterans in our county. We have about a population of around 30,000. About 15% of our population are veterans, according to the last census. So we have a lot of veterans in the county. Clallam County has about twice as many veterans as we do. And off the top of my head, I can't say what their population is. Maybe it's around double. I'm not sure.
I think so.
Sorry, I don't have that at my fingertips. For Clallam and Jefferson County, we're looking at about 15,000 veterans in our population. And those are the ones that are counted.
Right.
Sometimes there are those that are not, don't get to be counted. And veterans out here, this area has always been underserved by the services that are out there, by the VA, and, you know, not intentionally, but it's because we're far away from the major metropolitan centers. So veterans often don't get the information that they need about their benefits and how to access their benefits, what services there are that can help them in their life and help their families. Getting out there, reaching out, providing that information, I think, is important.
And the need is great.
I think it is. Yes. I mean, in our efforts over the last year and a half, we find ourselves providing a lot of information about some of the same things, or we get a lot of the same questions.
And we'll talk a little bit more of that in depth later. Would you like to introduce Art to us?
Yes, I would. I would like to introduce Art Greenberg, Army veteran himself, and one of our volunteers. I must say, one of our very committed volunteers. I really enjoy working with Art, and he's always stepped up when we needed something, and I'm really glad he's here today. And so, Art Greenberg.
Welcome, Art.
Thank you. Thank you.
Everyone loves working with you. Just want you to know that.
Oh, well, I'm glad I came down to KPTZ.
So tell us how you walked through the doors of VetConnect. How did you get involved and why?
I've been retired several years, and I had done some volunteer work, but nothing with a main thrust to it, and nothing major. I attended a volunteer fair at Mountain View School, and the booth that attracted me most was VetConnect. And so I signed up and actually got into it rather quickly. And was easy to commit to this because of the value that I get from it.
And you had a personal connection to this work. There was a personal draw to you.
Yeah, well, I was a veteran, but you know, even if I wasn't, I felt a real strong, not obligation necessarily, but a desire to help those who had served. And it's not political, you know, regardless whether you're for any particular war or military action. You know, these are the folks, the men and women who got swept up in helping protect our country. And I felt like helping them at this point, you know, leading them to the services that they needed that would help them after their service was a very valuable.
And you and I both work stand downs.
Right? Yes.
So tell us, for those who've not heard of this, tell us what happens at stand downs.
Oh, well, there are several a year. They're in Port Angeles, Forks, Port Townsend, and other places. And they're almost a full day event. And vets come by and they get to pick up clothing and camping gear they may need. They get to have a hot meal, actually, two hot meals. They get to cruise all of the different booths and exhibits that could help them get their needs fulfilled. And VetConnect is sort of the first table inside that main room, because we're more or less a clearinghouse to lead them to where their needs can get met. We have a resource guide that helps them figure that out. So we make a lot of relationships happen so they can move along and get their needs met.
It's a great way of saying it.
Yeah, so stand downs are quite, I mean, they're like a fair for vets.
Right. It's like almost, it's also like a homecoming. People come back, they go to all three of them, or they go to two of them, and they meet people they haven't seen for a while. It really is not only work-related, benefit-related, it's also a community. I have felt that when I walk in that room, very
yes.
much so.
Yeah, the esprit de corps lives.
Yes, it does. Rita, I know that you and the volunteers have made a lot of connections in the community. Who are your partners, and what are you involved in?
Of course, Olympic Community Action is our major partner and supporter. And we've connected to some of the major local resources for veterans assistance and services in the community, such as the Jefferson County Veterans Assistance Program that administers the Veterans Relief Fund, which is a financial assistance emergency services for veterans. We have a connection to American Legion Post 26, and they've provided some assistance to VetConnect in some of our events. We have, I think, a good collaboration with the American Legion. The Port Townsend Elks has a very strong veterans program. And we have connected with the Elks and are actually working on a service to assist veterans to receive dental care in our community, veterans who do not have dental assistance through the VA or through insurance. And the Elks have supported VetConnect very much with some donations to help us in our outreach efforts. We're also working with the Northwest School of Wooden Boat Building, and this right now is a major project. People may not know that the boat school, as it's called, has a very high percentage of veterans enrolled, veterans who are using the GI Bill. Currently, there's about 20 to 25% of the enrollment at the boat school who are veterans. Some of these veterans are newly discharged from deployments in the Middle East. They often have a need for information and assistance. We're involved in an active effort to connect with those veterans and try to meet their needs. We're also assisting the boat school with developing their formalized program for veterans. There's a lot going on there right now at the boat school. Right.
So it sounds like not only are you vet connecting between a veteran and services, but you're also connecting everyone who's working with veterans together. So there's this common conversation going on that's building in our, because of Vet Connect, I think.
I hope so. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
There's one other that I didn't mention, very important also. There's a network of service providers on the North Olympic Peninsula called the Veteran Community Partnership. And this is a VA-sponsored project and VA-funded project for the VA to reach out and partner with community agencies that serve veterans, especially in rural areas, with the goal of better serving veterans in the community. So this is a major involvement that we have, and we've, through this Veteran Community Partnership, or VCP as it's called, we've had some events in both Clallam and Jefferson County. We think those were successful, and we're planning to continue that over the next year.
And what is the advantage of having that link to the VA?
Well, the primary advantage is access. And, you know, the goal is to increase veterans' access to services and to care. That partnership also gives access to service providers. I don't think there's anything that can, you know, that would be better to have than to, you know, have that kind of access for those of us out here, you know, trying to serve veterans in this rural area that is so often feels disconnected from the major services. So through this project, we have inside access to the VA where we can get information, we can get questions answered, and we can bring people from the VA and resources of the VA into the community to, again, just to help us do our jobs and to increase services to veterans.
So, Art, what do the volunteers do every week, every month to make these connections happen? What do you do?
Well, besides our monthly meeting, of course, we have to organize and plan. We fund different activities through with our little budget. But attending these stand-downs, you know, attending events where services are explained and offered to veterans, and we're only always finding new ways to interact with veterans and read their needs and fulfill those needs in ways that can get their needs met.
I remember the county fair. Veterans are everywhere, so we need to go everywhere to meet them and find out what their needs are. But I remember the image of you at the county fair. You went off on a break, and a few minutes later, I look up, and you are rolling somebody, an elderly woman, in her wheelchair up this grassy knoll. It just reminded me of your intention of just serving people, whether it's a veteran or a non-veteran. Your impulse is to serve. I like to ask my volunteers about that. What does it mean? Because you work at the winter shelter. I mean, you do a lot of volunteer work. What does that mean to you to step out and to serve, whether it's veterans or someone else in our community?
Oh, thank you. Caught in the act, you know.
Caught in the act.
And one of the very satisfying things of volunteering is, you know, if you don't care who gets the credit, so much can be done. And I don't care. And so you see a need and you fill it. This woman had nothing to do with being a veteran, but there was a need there. My philosophy is this. Philanthropy is an important part of the American life. It's one of our characteristics that make us great. And philanthropy can be giving goods, can be writing a check, or most satisfying can be actually giving of yourself, your time, your energy, you know, in-person volunteering. And I've always done the first two, but the in-person volunteering, I really haven't gotten to do as much as I'd like to until I retired. So retirement helps. And what it does is it enables you to come face-to-face with the people you want to have their needs met. You want things to be better for them. But you can do it on a very personal basis. There's no script. You do what's necessary and what's needed to get those needs met and get the job done. So it's the satisfaction of it. It's feeling like you've contributed and continue to contribute beyond your career life and make a difference.
So, Rita, what do you want our listeners to know about VetConnect? What do you need from our community to build this service to our veterans?
We need some more volunteers, for sure. We would love to see more volunteers come into the fold. You know, we have regular meetings. We meet once a month. The first Wednesday of the month, we meet at OLECAP. We welcome anyone who's interested in attending a meeting to learn a little more about VetConnect, what we do, who we are. As Art was saying, we go out where the veterans are, where the people are, and where ultimately the veterans are. In addition to the fair, we've had a booth at the farmers market. We've had a big push this year to set up at all of the food banks in Jefferson County. And we've met many veterans and family members in those areas. We've been out, of course, we've been in Port Townsend, Tri-Area Community Center, in South County, at Quilcene Community Center, and in Brennan. When we are out there, we talk to veterans, we try to answer their questions, we direct them to services that they need. So we do need volunteers that have an interest in doing that kind of thing, because this is the mission of this project is outreach. It's all about reaching out and providing information. And so volunteers who are interested in talking to veterans, interested in learning about veteran services. You don't have to know everything about veteran services to start to work with us. We can teach you those things. Especially if you are a veteran yourself and you would like to do something for other veterans. I mean, there's nothing like vets helping vets. We welcome you to come in and we'll teach you what you need to know.
And learn as you go.
Yeah, learn as you go. We're looking for people that have volunteers that have a passion for helping and for, in particular, have an interest in serving military veterans and their families.
And there is a wonderful resource guide that you have.
Oh, yes. We have a lot of resources to learn from and to help. You don't have to always know the answer to the question, as long as you have a way to find the answer, or, you know, either someone to ask or somewhere to look it up, or just to say, I'll take your number and I'll have someone call you.
Great. So how can our listeners get a hold of you to volunteer or come to a meeting?
We have an email address, and the email address is vetconnect@olecap.org. That's VETCONNECT at olecap.org. You can also reach us by phone at 360-344-4940.
And when's the next meeting?
The next meeting is Wednesday, November 4th at 10 a.m. at OLECAP.
Thank you both for coming in today. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we close? Oh. There's so much on this topic, I'm telling you. There's so many ways we could go on this conversation. I looked at the list of things that you had accomplished this year. It's amazing what you've accomplished in 18 months together. It really is.
Yep. Thank you for having us.
Thanks for your time.
Everybody Can is a production of KPTZ 91.9, Port Townsend, Washington. I'm your host, Sheila Ramsey, and our program coordinator and editor for this edition is Mike Schletzer. And I'd like to thank the volunteers who work many hours to bring you unique and eclectic programming in Port Townsend and on the web.